Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Grace View, a discussion forum of life-enriching topics that pertain to family, men, philosophical perspectives, women, and singles. The Grace View is a production of John Davis Marshall and the Solomon Society. The Grace View may be heard live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-989-0722, or it can be heard at any time online at www.blogtalkradio.com. The Grace View. Now stay tuned for today's episode of Wondrous Women. If you have a question or comment, please dial the number 1 on your phone and we will give you the opportunity to speak.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Wondrous Women. My name is Camille and I'm your hostess for this evening. Now, for those of you joining us for the first time, Wondrous Women is a discussion forum, so we love questions, we love comments. So at any time when you have a question or comment, dial number 1 on your telephone, and we'll be happy to hear from you. Now, tonight's topic is decreasing the piercing tongue, and our guests this evening are Cece Dublin, Katie Palmer, Cynthia Muldrow, and Emma Robinson, and they will be facilitating tonight's conversation. Ladies, are you there?
Yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thank you.
Great. So if we could open up tonight, before we begin, if you all could tell our listeners a bit about each one of you, that would be great.
And I'm a member of South Central Church of Christ, and I'm married. I have 4 children and 10 grandchildren.
Good evening. I'm Emma Robinson. I'm also a member of South Central Church of Christ, and I am married, and I have 4 children and 3 grandbabies.
Good evening. My name is Cynthia Muldrow. I'm the 3rd member of South Central Church of Christ. I am married, and I have 2 boys, ages 15 and 19.
My name is Cece Dublin. I'm married to Michael Dublin, and we have 6 grown children, a blended family, and we're just so happy to be here tonight on this forum.
Well, welcome, ladies. We are so happy to have you this evening.
Oh, thank you.
So the floor is yours. I will step out of the way and let you all begin the discussion.
Okay. Our topic is decreasing the piercing tongue. So we wanted to focus on gossip. Gossip is a term that can be used loosely, and we just want to talk a little bit about it, and hopefully we'll get some input from our radio listeners. You may say, I don't gossip. I just tell the truth. And, you know, the truth could be the truth, but it's not always right to say what's on your mind about something, because sometimes when we tell the truth, it may not be beneficial for the person. You know, are you telling the truth to be helpful to the person, or are you pulling them down, damaging their character? And if you're doing that, it's not really a good thing to talk about, because that turns into gossip. And I'd like to ask the question, would you say that most conversation is about someone else, or is it about you? And if your conversation is more about other people, you probably are gossiping. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I also think that gossip, because we talk and we have dialogue so much, that it's a subtle type of thing that we can actually get involved in. And we will know it or we may not know it. But by it being subtle, sometimes we don't own up to it as being gossip.
Hmm. Well, okay.
And to go along with what Katie was saying, as far as being subtle, it can be a simple conversation that I can go home and be talking to my husband, and I'm sharing with him my thought, my perception of someone else, without even taking into account how is it affecting him. what I'm saying, because he may be cool. Everything is good with him as far as that person is concerned. But if I'm sharing with him my thoughts, it's having an effect on him as well. It's not just me. He's hearing it. So what is he going to do with that information?
Okay.
I just wanted to add James 3, that's a good chapter to read because it talks about no man can tame the tongue. And so we really have to be careful about what comes out of our mouth. And I think if we read that, we would be more aware of what comes out of our mouth.
Okay. I agree. All right. Well, let's define gossip. It's casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. Another definition is compulsive chattering. It's almost uncontrollable where the person just talks about just anything and everything. It could just be idle conversation. Doesn't have a whole lot of merit to it. And, you know, gossip is not always hostile. But what this person does is they complain about others behind their back, exposing their faults or supposed faults and pulling them down. So those are just a few things that when we looked at gossip that came to mind. And also, I remember when I was a little girl, my brother used to tattletale on me. And I said, you're a tattletale. You know, why are you saying that information? And I didn't want him to tell my parents because I knew that I would be in trouble. So those are some of the words that we came up with as far as defining gossip. Now, what triggers gossip? What activates gossip? Well, number one is, It's when talking about someone, and now it may be true like we said, but it's misrepresented or distorts the truth. And so it ends up no longer being the truth because you're twisting whatever it is that is going on with that person. So for an example, Jane never completes a task or she never listens. Well, I'm sure she has completed a task at one point in her life, and especially when the person is the CEO of a company. So we say that they never have done something, but that's not always true. And then the second one would be that gossip may be motivated by envy, jealous, or pride, or just a person is just exposing the wrong conduct of another person. Or maybe the person is just jealous of the person. That could be a trigger for gossiping.
To go along with what you're saying, Cece, about exposing the wrong conduct, when I was growing up, my mom would say to me, you don't want to get a bad reputation. Hmm. Or a bad reputation is hard to live down. And she was really saying to me, people are going to talk about you if you do certain things. So it was number one, it was twofold. If you do something bad, then people are going to talk. Number two, they're going to continue to talk, not just for today, but years down the road. Because even now, if you think about it, have you ever had someone that come up and say to you, I remember when you, and or they're said it to someone that's new in the conversation that may not even know about what you have done. So now they've introduced it to a new person who may feel they need to go talk about it. So it's something that's continuously going on, and now I understand what she meant when she said it's hard to live down because people will continue to talk years later. You're an adult and gone on, and people are still talking about it.
And that is so true. And it's just probably the jealousy of whatever it is that you had done, and they just don't want to live it down, and they just want to keep bringing that garbage up about what happened, and then you might have changed anyway. So it just continues to, that conversation continues to other people, which is just not a good thing to do.
And also to add to what you all said, when someone is basically envious or jealous or their self-esteem is not where it should be, it's very easy for someone like that to start gossip and keep it going. And so we have to recognize that in the conversation that person is actually in one of those categories so that we can, you know, just thwart it, you know, stop it, or just let that person know this is not the way we're going to continue this conversation because you see that it's motivated by that person's low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. So when someone exposes someone's conduct, how do you think we should handle that? Friend comes up to you and expose a person, something that they may have done wrong. How should we handle that to cut that gossiping down when they continue to talk about that person's conduct? Any thoughts about that?
Me personally, I think, you know, it's a growing process that you have to get to a point where you're learning to say, no, I don't want to be part of it. But it is a process that you have to go through. We don't start out saying no because we want to hear it. We want to hear the good news, the good gossip going on. But we have to really get to a growing point in our spiritual lives. And as we was discussing before we came on, you know, a lot of times we don't know the wrong until it's brought to the forefront that what we're doing is wrong. And sometimes it takes that to reveal it's wrong and then to allow the Spirit to move in us to help us correct that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times, too, you can give the person that's being talked about the benefit of the doubt. You can turn the conversation around. Say if the person that's talking about them really don't know, you can say, well, maybe she meant this. Or maybe she meant that, and if it's a gossiper, it'll either just diminish or they'll go away because they see that you're not partaking in the gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. And I remember the philosopher Socrates always asked a bunch of questions when people would make statements. And sometimes I think even when we are talking and we know that it's gossip and it's going in a direction it shouldn't go in, we can start to ask questions. Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of some more positive qualities about this person? Same thing as what you're saying, just change the conversation and take it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. As long as you're not feeding into what the person is saying, a lot of times the person will just stop talking because
right.
you're not agreeing with what they're saying.
Yeah.
Another trigger that will cause gossip is the person is discontent with their own life. Or they may be suffering from a result of personal failure or under some type of loss. So they end up complaining and having a bitter spirit. And so they gossip. And, you know, the devil is always watching for a dissatisfied, vulnerable person so that he can get behind them to start complaining about a situation that somebody is having.
I actually have had a couple of examples of that, actually, when I was talking to someone, and I could tell just by the way that they were talking to me that they had some issues, and they were, as you say, getting ready to talk about someone else, and I turned the conversation to them, and I started talking and encouraging them about some things that I knew that they had done and just changed the whole conversation, directed it to the individual as opposed to allowing them to continue to talk about someone else. Because them being in that state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I found mostly at work is that control and gossip go hand in hand because a lot of people that like to control situations at work, especially some of the supervisors, if they can't control the situations or the person, then they will gossip about them. And, you know, that's a bad situation because one of the things it says about people that's controlling is kind of stay away from them, but you also have to be assertive when they start going in that direction.
Mm-hmm. So when that happens at work, how do you handle when that gossip it begins and you know that this person is discontent with their lives and, you know, they have this bitter about themselves? How do you handle that situation at your job?
What I do is what I said before is I'll turn it around. I'll mm-hmm. give the person the benefit of the doubt. I say, well, maybe she meant this or maybe she's like this, or are you sure that that's what she meant? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And usually the person will go away.
And I basically do the Socratic method. I'll start asking the person a question, whether you think she could benefit from da-da-da-da, or what do you think you could help her with? You know, I'll start asking that person questions,
mm-hmm.
and it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you just never know. Maybe the person is just having a very difficult time in their life and some tragic event has happened. You just never know what is going on with the person, and diffusing it helps tremendously instead of continuing that conversation with them. Another reason why what triggers gossip is people just don't have anything better to say. They just want to talk about other people, and you know, they can't talk about anything else about others. There's nothing that they can say that's positive. And then another trigger is just pure hatred. The person mm-hmm. just don't love people. And so you find themselves just constantly complaining or having something negative to talk about somebody. And they're always looking for somebody that they can share that information with so they can have somebody in the conversation. Usually you don't want to do that by yourself. You want to have an audience. You want somebody else there with you. Okay, well, what are some of the alarms? I think there are triggers also that may be some alarms that takes place that sort of gives you a clue that gossip is about to start. Did you hear about what so-and-so did? Now, that is an alarm. You know full well that that person is ready to say something about another person. Or how do you like so-and-so? That's another alarm. What did you think about what Mary said? And how do you like working for Mrs. Smith? So when somebody is asking you a question about someone else, that is an alarm to let you know gossip is getting ready to take place. Have you ever been in that situation where somebody has mentioned those kind of statements and you knew what was about to come down the pipe?
Yeah, I have. And then it's not just what did you hear? It's like, let me tell you what I heard today. And then it's, you know, like, okay, what did you hear? So that leads into that conversation of either you're going to listen or you're going to say, girl, I ain't got time. I'll call you later on. Because most time when we're at home and the gossip didn't start, it's over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, girl, I ain't got time. I'll call you back later on. And that's a call that you make later on, but you try to make sure that conversation stays away from what was heard. And it's difficult. It is. It's very difficult. But we have to find those mechanisms to diffuse that conversation, because at a point you become spiritual minded and you're able to discern the conversation and how it's going. And you've got to have your battle plan in place to exit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I had a situation today where one of my residents came into my office to talk about someone else. And I could tell, I could see the alarm of how she said it was, I don't want anybody else to know this, but.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a trigger, an alarm. And I let her finish her statement. And then I said, because of what some of what she said was true. And all I said to her was, but actually there's more to that story.
Mm-hmm.
And she was waiting attentively for me to tell her what the other part of it was. And I just sit there and look at her. And she left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you didn't feed in into that conversation. And so it really makes a difference when you don't feed into it, you know. Or how do you like working for Mrs. Tate? Well, there's probably something behind it. Why is that person asking me that? And then you find out that that person actually worked for the supervisor that you're working with, and they didn't like that person. So she's wondering how was your relationship with that employer? And I found out at another time, a different person had asked me the exact same question. Found out that that person worked for the same supervisor that I was working for. So, you know, those little triggers or alarms, you can tell where a person is going, where they're heading when it comes to gossip. When they ask you those kind of questions, you know that they're about to talk about somebody.
I was just going to say, I had that same scenario. It was like, how do you like working for such and such? And what I always say is, well, you know, he's fine with me, and he is, as long as you do your work. And what I found out is against my supervisor, and that's where that stemmed from. You know, later on I found out that's why. And so the thing is, you know, she wanted me to say something about him so we can get together and start talking about him, but it didn't work because, you know, why would you sit up there and talk about your supervisor?
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to comment on what Katie was saying, you know, when people say that, you know, when you said the person was waiting on you to say something,
mm-hmm.
once you didn't feed into it, you know, they will disappear every time. It never fails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something else, too. It's like those questions right there. Did you hear about so-and-so? How do you like so-and-so? What do you think about what Mary said? How do you like working for Mr. Smith or whatever? If I guarantee you, if you turn around and ask that person, well, how do you like working for Mr. Smith? The very same question they ask you, you turn it around, That'll show anything. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, is social media. Because I got a call today, and it was like, have you been on Facebook? Girl, they going in out there, and I'm going, no, I haven't been out on Facebook today. You know I don't go out there all the time like that. But they were calling to tell me I need to go out there and read the comments that they were making, and I was like, no, I don't go out there like that. So that's letting them, I'm trying to let them know that, no, I don't want to know what you know that's out on Facebook, although I went and read it. But it was a form of gossip, whether we believe it or not, because they were going in. And what one was saying about the other, and she was coming back trying to make the statement whether or not it was true, but it was gossip on social media. And we tend to think that gossip is everywhere. It is.
And we do that so loosely. Mm-hmm. Even when we don't think it's gossip, we just talk about people, don't we? I mean, have you been in a conversation where you're talking to someone and you're just talking about another person and you're saying negative things? And we talked about this earlier that I'm just telling the truth. And it may be that you're telling the truth, but are you telling the truth to help somebody? You know, are you confiding in someone else to help somebody else that's having a problem? You're not talking to another person to condemn them, but maybe they have something that's going on in their lives and you want to find out what can you do to help them, but you share with someone, but it's not in a condemning way. It's to gather information to help that other person. So, we can easily just start talking about people very easily and not even recognize that we're actually talking about someone, or we do recognize it and we don't care. We just like to talk about people. So those are some of the alarms that you might want to watch out for in gossip. And so to sort of summarize all of this, what do you do about it? What do you do about stopping this gossiping? Well, one thing is to keep your nose out of other people's business. That would help out tremendously. You know, we just love to get in other people's business and tell them what God tells us not to do that. Mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I need to mind my own business. That's why I got off Facebook today.
Oh, okay. All righty.
And I think once you grow in Christ and you get out of that, you will mind your own business and you don't have to worry about it. And if it needs to be known by you, then it will be revealed. Most of the time you find out the stuff anyways or later on. So, you know, you don't have to gossip about it. You know, it'll come out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and by then, as you all said earlier, growth process, you will start to recognize it and you won't go there because you know that what we need to be doing is to encourage and esteem people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the exact opposite when you're bringing or cutting someone down, you know, or influencing someone else to think negatively, as Emma had said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, what we want to do as Christians and what we want to do to show Christ is to encourage people and not to, you know, pass on negative information about what is true or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I have a question, and I have a question for the audience as well. Do you think that there is a fine line between sharing and actually gossiping?
I think so. I think there is a fine line between sharing and gossiping, because if you're sharing with someone, are you sharing for a resolution to help someone? Or are you sharing just to be negative to talk about someone? I think that's when it turns into gossip. And maybe somebody else may have another comment about that.
Yeah, I think there is a very fine line between it. It's one of the things that we actually discussed when we was talking this lesson in Sunday school. And, you know, at some point we seek out our friends to share things that may have taken place with us that or someone that has hurt us. In that sharing, the person on the other end, I believe, have to be very conscious and spiritually discerning to make sure that as I share that they don't become part of the gossip and turn it around and it's no longer me sharing
how I felt or what happened, but it becomes a conversation of talking about the person and not just me saying, this is how I felt, this is what happened, and, you know, them giving me spiritual guidance to help me handle that, because God gives us spiritual advisors, but we have to be mindful that we don't cross that line and become more than just the advisor.
I agree.
Ladies, and we have a caller.
Okay.
A caller with number ending in 1340. Please state your comment or question.
Okay, I have the answer to the question that Sister asked, but before then, I want to state also, a lot of people believe that social media, Facebook, and some of these other social medias are bad or negative. When it comes to gossiping, talking about people, yes, it can be. But I find it also that it can be useful and resourceful in making contact with old friends and sharing the gospel, because that's a lot what I do with it. I post the inspirational message that I text. For those that I can't reach by text message, I post it on Facebook every day for everybody to read it. But the question asked is, sharing a fine line to gossip. I feel if you're sharing something about yourself, you're all right. But if you're sharing just to be telling somebody something about someone else, it's gossip. And it's not to help the person that you're talking about, you don't need to share it. You know, I've asked for prayer because of a situation that has happened between another sister and I, but I don't share the information about that sister because she has come to me at times in confidence and asked for prayers for her. I don't share what's going on with that other sister, but if it's tearing me down or making me weak, go to someone else and ask them and the relationship that I have with her. But I'm not going to share the pertinent information because in my understanding, God already knows what it is, but I need you to pray with me strength because of whatever the situation may be. So if you're sharing something just to tell somebody, yes, it's gossip.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, yes, it is a thin line because, as we said earlier, gossip can tend to be very subtle. And we are warned in the scriptures that to be swift to listen and slow to speak. But normally when a conversation gets started and it's flowing, there is no way you could really be thinking about what you're saying sometimes unless you back up and just know that, as Cecilia said, you see one of those alarms and you know you're not going to say anything, or you're going to shut that down and maybe take it in a different direction, as Cynthia said. So, yes, it's a very thin line because once you get a conversation flowing, you do have to be swift to hear and so to speak.
And, you know, that person could be sharing because of hurt feelings. They don't know what to do. You know, they're sharing their information to a best friend. And, you know, hopefully that person who's listening can sort of help that person. But sometimes the person that we're talking with goes along with what is said, and it's not helpful. So it is a fine line. I don't know. I would imagine that's where you have to ask God to help you, to give you the wisdom, even in the sharing. How does that come across to the other person who's receiving the information? And hopefully, you know, that other person is mature enough to sort of help that person along instead of agreeing with everything, and then you have two people agreeing with everything that's negative. Mm-hmm. Anybody else has any comments on that?
Yeah, I do have comments. I want to talk about James 3 and 5, where it says, even so the tongue is a little member and it boasts great things. The tongue speak a lot of great things, but then it says how great a matter a little fire kindles. So it starts out as a small thing, but then it can turn into gossip. And so when the caller called in and talked about social media can be used for beautiful things. But since we were talking about gossip, then we wanted to point out how social media can be used for gossiping.
Mm-hmm. And it can be. I mean, somebody, a relationship is broken, and that person is spreading information about that person, but they're only giving one side. There's another side to it. That other person, is, I'm sure, has contributed to it too, but they're only going to share their side. So, you know, social media is, it has a lot of positive things about it, but it also can be used negative, and gossip can be spread very easily. And thank you so much, caller, for your comment, and thank you, Camille, for your question. Another way to sort of shut down the gossip is, we talked about, keep your nose out of other people's business. And if you can't say anything good about someone, just keep your mouth shut. But never criticize another person except to their own face with the intent. Never be constructive if expressing it to someone else. So basically, don't criticize about somebody else. Talk to that person face to face with the intent to help that person. And another point that we want to make, if your friends start bad-mouthing others to you, again, stop them in their tracks. That was another comment that we talked about. And if you have been a gossiper, confess your sins. Just ask God to help you, because I know all of us at any given time have gossiped, and we all have been guilty of it. And so now that we recognize that it is a sin, that we can decrease the piercing tongue to insult or break down someone's character because it's not good, and God says it's not good. We're about out of time, but that's basically our lesson, and we hope that our callers and ones who were listening were encouraged by our topic, decreasing the piercing tongue, and to summarize, it's an unrecognizable sin at times, and it can be recognized, but so often, we casually talk about people and we don't realize how damaging it is, and it's damaging their character, it's damaging so many people, and that tongue is just like fire. It spreads, and we don't want to be the people who gossip and share and spread negative things about other people. So basically our topic was decreasing the piercing tongue, and we hope that you enjoyed our lesson tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for joining us this evening. And listeners, thank you for calling in and listening and asking questions. Please join us next Thursday for another episode of Wondrous Women. And if you get anything out of the call and you enjoy it, invite one of your friends, because hopefully they will get something too. So until next week, God bless and good night. And remember to decrease your piercing tongue. Good night.
Then the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise, let it rise, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise, let it rise, oh, 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 oh. Let it rise, let it rise, oh, 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 oh. Let it rise.
Let the glory of the Lord
rise
among us.
Let it rise.
Rise among us.
The praises of our King.
Let it rise. rise among us,
let it rise.
Let it rise.
Let it rise.
Oh, oh.